This tape, we're going to talk about the ISTJ, the introverted, sensing, thinking, judging type. Before we talk about this type specifically, however, let me make way for a couple of generalizations. Like, we're talking about a type that represents a whole chunk of the population, and as a result, we may miss on some individual characteristics. I'd like you, the listener to the tape, to make allowance for that. Every person is their own individual, and every person has to translate what's said here on the tape through your own individual hearing and visual and what have you systems. So on the one hand, while we try to describe you, make allowances for the individual. Likewise, we'll have to translate some of it for maleness and femaleness, because again, that adds another measure of individuality that may be overlooked. Consistent with my type are general sweeps or overwhelming generalizations. And I'd like for you, if they slip through, I'd like for you to make a translation on that. I'll try to avoid the always. I'll try to avoid that kind of thing. And I know Janet, who's here with me, will call me on it. But should one slip by both of us, please make an allowance for translation. Because we do have a bottom line in this tape. And that bottom line is self-awareness, self-understanding. And if you're not an ISTJ, then understanding of a type that may be different than your own type. Because where we're going with it all is to make more creative and dynamic use of our differences. Type watching is never an excuse for behavior. It is only an explanation. And as we explain the differences, we can then plug in to using them more creatively. So with that as a frame of reference, let's move into the introverted, sensing, thinking, judging type, ISTJ. And for me, the first three words that come to my mind are responsibility, compulsivity, and privacy.
Yeah, I often think of the ISTJ is very practical. They are almost in some ways considered a no-frills type in that they have they would like to stick to the basics. That can even go as far as how they decorate their homes, how they choose clothing for themselves. They prefer something that's practical and makes sense, and we don't need something beyond that which is the most basic.
It's funny you should mention, because I think they even carry it over to fun. And by saying fun, no frills, I'm saying, hey, fun is something you do with some schedule. And we've scheduled a picnic for Saturday afternoon, and we have fun in that appointed time. And then we do that in a pretty no-frills way. It's all part of a grand plan. Mm-hmm. And ISTJs work well with that and understand it.
And fun comes after doing the work that's scheduled to be done or that is necessary, not before doing the work.
Always. The ISTJ is set in the traditionalist temperament of the classifications of David Kiersey. And what that means for this particular type is that propriety will govern. And beware, unique to this type is something that I'm going to call social skills. And at that, the ISTJ can be, if you'll allow the word, somewhat deceptive. Because on the one hand, if we take what Janet and I have just said about being a no-frills group, and if we translate their introversion into some aloofness, guess what? Set in this person of aloofness and introversion, there still is the SJ temperament that says it is appropriate to be polite, gracious, or whatever the situation may call for. And this type, therefore, more than some other types, when they're set into a social environment, can suddenly become the appropriate, gracious male or female host, hostess, or whatever is expected of them. Now, indeed, when the assignment, and I mean that word rather literally, when the assignment is over, that is to be a host tonight or a hostess, then I go back to being my own private self. But one of the funny things that fall out from that is we say, wow, they can't be an ISTJ. They were too easy at the party, or they were too glad-handing, or they were too whatever the case may be. That's not the case at all. Mm-hmm. The ISTJ is doing it because that's what's called for in the specific moment, and consistent with their traditionalist temperament, they deliver the goods for that moment.
Mm-hmm. Do they really enjoy doing it that much? Or do they enjoy doing it while they're in that process, or is it something that they know they must or should do and can do it graciously and then move on?
Well, to the degree that an ISTJ enjoys what must be done, mm-hmm. they probably enjoy it. But I agree. I think in some ways they have to work harder at it. I'm thinking of a situation where an ISTJ for a number of years was chairman of an ushering committee in a local church. He, in this case, didn't like the job, but he felt it was his responsibility, and the pastor year in and year out kept asking him to be chairman of the ushering committee because he knew he'd say yes. And so, guess what? With tremendous politeness and graciousness and ease, he fulfilled that responsibility every year. But as you push it, Janet, did he like it? No. I guess in the long haul, and it finally surfaced as we were working with that group, he would have rather performed some other functions around the church mm-hmm. that would have been more consistent with his type.
So in some ways, their sense of responsibility and duty might override some of their own day-to-day wishes.
Oh, not only that, it calls them out of their privacy, and that has some implications for this type, because one of the things they can do is string themselves out with too much public responsibility. So they get tired, fatigued, somewhat cross at times, and somewhat irritable, not because that's their type, but because their sense of responsibility or duty has called them out to a situation where they'd really rather be introverted. In some ways, again, somewhat deceptively, they're a hearty and very responsible kind of a type. They make very good politicians, for example, not because they like running the train door stopping, door beating kind of thing to get votes, but more importantly, because when they're in the position, they deliver the goods, and people therefore look to them as rocks. They're solid. We can depend on them, count on them. Therefore, make them our leader. And now, granted, there are a great many sensing, judging types in the population, but even allowing for that, the ISTJs frequently, male and female alike, rise to top positions of authority and leadership in the corporate world, in the private sector, in the government sector. Look to the top, and there you'll frequently find an ISTJ. Now, that's unique to them. One of the things we're going to say on these tapes, particularly of the J types, is that they love to moan or complain. Love is too strong, but they moan and complain when their schedule's interrupted. An autoism around that is that the J's do a great deal of bitching. And as a result of that, I want to say a word or two about this particular issue. Because one of the things that happen with the ISTJ is that when you interrupt their schedule, you can often get more abrasion, more moaning, more complaining than they really mean to have conveyed. And likewise, because they're an introvert, sometimes when they don't convey it verbally to you, they convey it with facial expressions. And wow, all of a sudden they look disapproving. You feel as though you have stepped out of line. And so some of that that gets conveyed to other people may be more strongly conveyed than the ISTJ themselves are really feeling inside. And so one of the things I'd try to say when you're dealing with any J, and particularly when you're dealing with an ISTJ, make some allowance for what I'm going to call schedule interruption. Hey, let's go to lunch. The first thing an ISTJ says, no, I can't. I've got this work to do. And indeed, they may like to go for lunch. And so allowing for that, you got to put up with, if that's the word, and understanding differences and using them and making allowances for them. I've got to drop that idea of lunch early on the ISTJ and maybe prod them. Now, come on, let's go to lunch. It'd be good for us. And get out of their way. Let them go inside, moan a bit about it, complain about it, get a new schedule, and then they'll be back saying, gosh, it's a good idea to go to lunch.
Mm-hmm. That's probably pretty good learning for someone like me who is a P. And I love to have just spontaneous things happen. And for me to go careening into a J's office and say on the spur of the moment, let's go out for lunch or let's run out and get coffee, for me it doesn't seem like any big deal, and I can't understand why that causes such an interruption. But I do hear that the J's have kind of an innate sense of schedule and time that I don't have, and that interruption or that new suggestion, a new idea, really is, as I say, discombobulating to them.
Yeah, if I'm going to build on that, I'd say try to make some allowances for them. Now remember, here we've got somebody who has to be responsible, and my responsibility is to my schedule and to working hard today. And in comes the SJ, or in comes the Janet type, saying, let's go to lunch, and you put me in a bind, because I've got to be responsible to my schedule. I also have a responsibility to social grace, and you've invited me to lunch. Now, how do we translate all that? And all I'm making a plea for is some allowances, some space for those kinds of differences to realign themselves. If you have a strong ISTJ on your hand, they may appear very cold and very aloof to their loved ones and to the people with whom they work. However, this is always, there's an always, Otto, but this is always offset by their dependability. So make an allowance for that. Cold and aloofness set in a personality of dependability. Career-wise, the ISTJ, because of their dependability and responsibility, are seen in a variety of career choices. Administration tends to draw them, and they rise to the top of that. That means school administration, hospital administration, mental health clinic administration. You pick it. If it has to do with administration, frequently the ISTJ will be drawn to it. Consequently, CPA work, accountant work, any of the kinds of career choices that have to do with specificity, with detail, with exactness, and with bottom lines have an extreme attraction to this type. They're frequently in engineering, civil engineering. You'll find them to be managing corporations. A great many of them are attracted to the Army. The largest single overall group that would make up the U.S. military configuration will be that of the ISTJ. They're 58% introverted, 72 to 80% sensing, 91% thinking, and about 80% judging. And so they're a natural for a discipline that covers the kinds of things that the corporate world and the military world cover, meaning you're dressed for the day, be it dark suit or uniform, your responsibilities for the day, routine, schedule, management, movement of resources, people, and what have you. Just turn on the ISTJ and give them a space to work and call for an accountability, whether it's a fact sheet or whatever. You'll find them drawn to that sort of work. If they go into, and some of them do, if they go into the helping professions, frequently they rise to a position of administering the helping professions. That seems to, again, draw them out, and they go in that particular direction. So, accounting? Let me see. By way of wrap-up, what have we said? Accounting, facts, figures?
Banking fits into that whole area, of course, too, with accounting.
Oh, they love it. Again, something that demands exactness.
Mm-hmm. And without an awful lot of surprises, something that will remain stable and you can count on the routine being there or necessary. That's something that they would do very well with.
When you want a job done, remember the old saying used to be, if you want a job done, ask a busy person. If you want a job done, you ask an ISTJ. They look busy, they are busy, they're responsible. They'll bitch about doing the job, and then they'll get the job done.
When I think of administration, however, I think of that the ISTJ may prefer to do the precise work more alone, you know, in a job where they can operate more autonomously. And I think of the more, you know, organizational administration more extroverted, is that?
Yes. Doers, for example, doers of law, the lawyers that are practicing lawyers are frequently STJs. The introverted STJ is in the law office doing the research, covering that kind of stuff that gets ready for a court hearing or courtroom scene. And then the ESTJ loves that kind of courtroom fanfare and pizzazz. But both of the STJs, extrovert and introvert, are into the doing of law. They'd rather do than teach. They love doing surgery. They're not so interested always in teaching surgery. And again, something that has hands-on, here and now, practical, results orientation will find the ISTJ. All right. Let's take a look at the ISTJ in the family configuration. The ISTJ, first of all, I guess, is a child, because that's a good place to start as any. As with any J child, beware of what the parent reads as rebellious behavior. Because rebellious behavior for a J child isn't as often rebellious as it is what we're going to call schedule interruption. And so here comes the J child who has their own schedule, and wham, a parent imposes another schedule on it. You're going to get rebellion. You're going to get moaning. You're going to get complaining. And that's not half so much a rebellion as it is I, as a J child, have to get a new schedule.
I can imagine that would be something that I would have to think about if I had an ISTJ child, because I am, you know, a P in particular, and I find that my life is not terribly scheduled, and that could be very frustrating for a J child who would want to know what we are doing this Saturday. What are we doing? What are we having for dinner tomorrow night? Or what are we having for dinner tonight? I often don't know. And I may say I really don't know, or give one idea, and the J child would have that set in my schedule. We are having fried chicken tonight. But guess what? When it comes time for dinner, I forgot to thaw out the chicken, and I may have hot dogs in the refrigerator instead. So I come back and say to my J child, who had the schedule in mind that we're having chicken tonight and their mouth is watering for it, and they come out and I have hot dogs on there. And they may really start complaining then, and I can't understand what's such a big deal about that. As a P, I move around very quickly. Had planned chicken, we have hot dogs now. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, moan, groan, bitch, complain, and you don't understand. And then I get read as the rebellious little child. Not rebellious at all. I had a schedule, and you changed it. Another classic one that you and I are both familiar with is, here I am, the little ISTJ. Teenager or whatever, that's overstated, but saying, can I have the car this coming Friday night? And you, just being very true to yourself, say,
oh, right. You can't, you know, don't ask me now. Let's take a look at that later. I don't know what's going to be happening Friday night.
That's mind-cracking to the J and particularly the ISTJ. I want to get my week organized. Now, part of all of that, again, remember, we're setting it in a type that's got to be responsible. I'm a responsible member of this family. Generally speaking, my room is pretty clean. My week is pretty organized. I sit down and I plan my homework, and I want alone time to do my homework. And if you're a different type as a parent, I don't understand why you have other expectations for me. And if I've scheduled these 2 or 3 hours to go play Little League, don't be infringing on my time with other things, because you give me a cross signal of responsibility. I've got to be responsible to you as parent. I've got to be responsible to my schedule. And then all of a sudden, I've got two responsibilities driving me, and that's painful.
Yeah, J parents with J children could get into some real difficulties, and if their schedules don't coincide, and they both have a need for schedules then too.
Both of us do. And again, I'm the child, so I get read as rebellious. And what it really is your schedule doesn't mesh with mine. And so allowances have to be made for that.
I'm wondering right now, Otto, how an ISTJ child would function in school, because some of the more flexible new schools don't necessarily impose the same kind of schedules that traditional schools do. And I wonder if they would function better in the traditional school rather than more of the flexible, you know, do your own thing, spontaneous planning.
My bias is ISTJ children do best with SJ teachers. Mm-hmm. They want them in their seat on time, raise your hand, speak when spoken to, have your homework in on time, and keep your life organized.
And they know what to expect.
Oh, that fits so nicely. What a pleasant climate to learn and play in. And when someone interrupts that, it's no longer pleasant. This again marks the ISTJ. They're going to want to be a part of the situations of life that reflect family and hearth and home, but they want to be a quiet part of it. One final thought, incidentally, on the, this is true of all SJs and particularly the ISTJ, and that is role definition. And that is, you are the parent and I'm the child. Don't try this groupie stuff. Don't try relating to me as a friend. Tell me what you want me to do, and let me bitch about it, and then I'll do it. But don't give me any of that muddle-headed mixing up of roles. ISTJs particularly understand that. As family members, as children, as husband, as wife, they have that all worked out, and they expect everybody to live by that working out.
The ISTJ is compulsive and very private, too.
They'll keep their word no matter what and expect the same from you.
A people of very few words, frugal in work and the purse.
To an ISTJ, the point of the song could be made in just one verse.
Accountable, responsible, dependable, reliable,
predictable, sensible, trustable, traditional.
And that's why everybody loves an ISTJ. Accountable, responsible, dependable, reliable,
predictable, sensible, trustable, traditional.
And that's why everybody loves an ISTJ.